countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
As I said, we have listeners all over the world, and we have listeners at home as well, and one is Nelly O'Connor from Blarney, 95 years of age. She attended the Thunder and Lightning final of 1939.
Connor, the fullback, a high lobbing, dropping ball in towards the goal. A shot.
Well, the sounds of summer that have fallen silent this year, although we still hold out hope of a GAA championship later this winter. Meanwhile, at club level all over the country, a whole new breed of commentator is emerging.
Go on, lads, go on, that's a f***ing style. That's more like it. Go on, that's a bunny, yeah.
Who got
the clatter? He's not sent off, is he?
Well, he got a smack there.
But you shouldn't have gone in, he's not a f***ing player, is he?
Well, with restrictions on attendances, GAA county boards have taken to live streaming matches for supporters, and it's meant much needed work for many great GAA reporters and commentators, some old and some new, some neutral and some, well, not so neutral. Well, I'm joined now by two who have been busy bringing matches to the kitchens of club fans all over Ireland in their native and in their own native counties over recent weeks. Brendan Hennessy is in Carlow and Aideen Dunn in Lovely Leash. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Damien.
Brendan, how popular have the live streams been?
They've been very popular, Damien, and very popular for the reason that you can look back at them as well. A lot of the people, the companies doing them, you can look back in the evening time if you're not able to watch the match live, you can go and look back. And I think they've been very popular abroad because you take it if you're from Mayo or from Dublin or Wicklow, wherever, and your team is in the county final or a county semi-final, you can never see that match. They're not always televised. Some of the club games are. But now the opportunity for people abroad, and they're in their thousands from every county, that have never seen their club playing, can now look at their own screen, their tablet or their iPad or whatever, or their smart TV to see their game. So I think that's the big positive that has come out of this.
Yeah, and Aideen, you've been on COCOM there in Laois. How has it been going for you?
Oh, it's been brilliant. It's been so nice to be able to bring the service to people, especially when these people are friends and family of players who are normally used to going to all the games, and it's just so different for them this year that they have to watch through a television screen. It's been really nice. You know, you have to remember a lot of the work going in is from volunteers, and it's really hard work, and it's a lot of work to get everything up and going and to get that service to someone. So it's been really enjoyable. It's been a learning experience for me as well, and it's just been so nice to give fans and families the opportunity to be part of the championship.
Yeah. Is it strange commentating in an empty stadium? Like, do you have to be careful, or are you afraid the players or management might hear you?
To be honest, I think they're so engrossed in the game themselves, they probably wouldn't even hear you. It is strange for the place to be empty, especially with, I know my own club were playing last weekend, it was Port Tarlington versus Port Laois, and normally the roof would be lifted off the stadium when those two teams clash, and it was just so different. There was still a bit of tension in the air, but it just wasn't the same, you know, and we kind of had to adapt to that, and it's hard to not feed off of the crowd, so you have to let the viewers at home feed off of you instead. But it's a really interesting change up, and it's definitely, as I said, it's been a learning experience, I think, for everybody involved.
Brendan, we had a little clip there. I don't know what match it was, but it was Bernard Flynn, the great Meath player, that retweeted that little clip there, F and Eddie style of not so neutral commentary. Ireland is so small, though. You know, it can be maybe difficult to be neutral. I mean, have you found yourself in a situation like that?
You would do when you're doing the counties. I mostly do all the Carlow Kilkenny games with KC Laura. And when I'm on streaming, which I have done in the early days, I was busy with the radio at this period. I've done a few and I'm on tomorrow. It's great that there's so many people now after getting the chance to do this, because they don't grow on trees, and it's brilliant. And as they say, blood is thicker than water when it comes to the GAA or families. But I think there's been some brilliant characters on it, and I think the coverage has been good. There's been some funny things have happened, and as I said, it's one of the big positives that has come out. But that clip that you played there, yeah, it was funny, and I've seen a few online. It's just great. But the great thing about it as well, like, there's former players, Damien, getting involved. I was in Carlow last night working for the radio, and they were streaming the match with Park TV, and Daniel St. Ledger, former Carlow inter-county player that just retired, Daniel was on commentary, and the manager of the Carlow minor team, Christopher Boyer, was on co-commentary. And in Kilkenny, Aidan Taggy Fogarty, who people outside of hurling would know for his famous stuff on the Strictly Dancing there on RTE last year, Aidan is on online commentaries all the time, and he's fantastic. Adrian Rowe Ronan, former Kilkenny hurler, he's doing commentaries. It's great that we've so many commentators coming through that have played the game as well, but then you get the great characters in the GAA who are part and parcel of the clubs, and when they're asked to do it, as Aileen said, they're not afraid to go in and do it, and they do it, and they do a good honest job, to be honest, and that's what they try to do. And to be fair, overall it's all great stuff.
Yeah, Aileen, do you find yourself under pressure to be kind? You know, do you get in trouble if you say or write something controversial about a player, particularly if you know them or know their family?
You definitely get, you know, if somebody wasn't too happy with, if somebody was showing a straight red and you mentioned it, so, you know, a lot of times they're not going to be happy that you mentioned it, but it's a vital part of the game. It has to be mentioned. But with commentary, sometimes you kind of, you'd be engrossed in the game and you wouldn't even realise what you've said, or sometimes you have to just kind of step back and take your emotions away from the game and just kind of go by facts and not your, you know, you don't be too opinionated from your own personal view. And as Brendan said, there's so many people who are stepping up to take on this role at the moment who aren't professionals and who are learning as they go. And I know for me, this has been my first experience on commentary and co-commentary, and it's been really enjoyable. Right. But you just learn as you go. There's no, you know, you can't step in and be perfect. There's a little bit of pressure on once you step behind the mic, because you have to deliver that service to someone.
Oh, look at lots of hurlers in the ditch who think they can always do it better, and then, you know, they would try it and they'd say, oh, it's not as easy as I thought. And commentary is certainly one of those marvellous skills. I wouldn't even be able to know where to begin, because it's such a great skill. Listen, enjoy yourselves this weekend, and well done to all of the commentators all over the country who are doing this. It's a great service for people that just can't get to matches at the moment. We're going to leave it there, Brendan and Aideen. That's it. That's all we have time for. Until the same time next week. Bye bye, and thanks for listening.